This is the Padua Podcast Network.
Running a Fever, episode 117, Thermogenics and Fat Burners. Welcome to Running a Fever, a show about getting healthier, a show about fitness, medicine, and diet. I love my life so much that I want to make it last as long as possible. If you feel the same way or you want to, stay tuned. This show is just for you. It's a beautiful day at Lake Fayetteville. You know, it's days like these that, you know, help me to realize I'm in the best place in the world. There's no better place to live. You know, I've lived in a lot of those favorite places to live list cities. Austin, Texas, Athens, Georgia. I've been to Portland, Oregon. I don't get the whole Portland thing. There's got to be something about it, but I don't really get it. But right here in Northwest Arkansas is, in my opinion, the best place to live in the world. It's January 7th, and it feels like 70 degrees out here in the sun. It's amazing. Definitely short sleeve weather. I chose to wear my long sleeve special edition Running a Fever official long sleeve t-shirt for everybody to see today, not covered up by a sweatshirt or anything. As I walk the 5.5 miles of Lake Fayetteville. Hello. Plenty of people out here. Cyclists, runners, walkers, skateboarders, people walking their dogs. It is just everybody doing what I did and just taking advantage. You really got to take advantage of a day like this in the wintertime. You know, some people, it looks like their dogs are walking them. I go to great lengths for my listeners, and I hope you go to the website and look at the pictures there, or at least look at it on your phone or wherever you listen. Sometimes programs like mine on my phone will not give you the episode featured image. You go to runningafever.com, you can see it. Or if you want it in like full glory, go to YouTube, runningafever.com/YouTube, and you'll see that picture and the best resolution possible. Sun is bright today. I did bring my light just in case today, because usually when I come out this late in the day, it was almost 4 o'clock when I got here. Wind up in the dark on the way back. Go to great lengths for my listeners. I went out in into the woods to get a picture of, you know, a lot of times I'll take pictures from the trail when I see something I like, but you're going to see a lot of the same pictures. They're never exactly the same because it's a different time. But today I went and got a picture of a swamp or something, and I wanted to get it not through the trees, but actually right by the water. So I went down there. It might be part of the lake, I'm not sure, but should be a nice picture. Go and check it out. Hydration department, I guess it's a part of the diet department, but you know, I did have I worked out at the gym this morning, so I had usual stuff there, probably 40 ounces of straight water and 20 ounces of water mixed with other things. And I had 20 something ounces at work, drank a 20 ounce on the way out here, got one for the way back, and so I should be pretty good shape. So, what are we talking about today? Have you ever heard the word thermogenics? If you don't know what a thermogenic is, you're not alone. I knew kind of what it was. It basically heats up your body. So I'd read about this at some point earlier. And you know, what sort of kicked this off was you know, sometimes at work there's a guy who gives out sort of gag gifts. They're actually real gifts. I think last year it was a coffee cup with kind of an interesting saying on it. But this year he gave everybody some spices and hot sauce, stuff like that. So I got a container of Blazin' Rectum Rub, which I assume is a very hot, spicy seasoning for meat. Anyway, I like spicy foods in general, so I probably will actually try this stuff. But that's probably has some thermogenic qualities to it. Went to DrAxe.com. DrAxe.com. DRAXE. And he says that thermogenics are basically foods that encourage heat production in your body. And the result of that is it burns fat instead of storing fat. And these types of things are used in products known as fat burners. Now, the one natural example that I've known about for a long time is cayenne pepper, or as I like to pronounce it, cayenne pepper. I'm trying to put on my Cajun voice there. I hope you appreciated that. Anyway, yeah, cayenne, and it's known as a thermogenic, and they actually sell it in capsules, but it's a seasoning, and that's how I use it most often. And I get plenty of that through. I actually have taken the capsules before, and don't take them on an empty stomach. It's not really good because it's very acidic. But I get a lot of that through Tabasco sauce, which I use quite often. I always keep a large bottle of it around and make sure I never run out. There are other benefits to cayenne. It also reduces hunger and normalizes blood glucose levels, which we've talked about extensively here, especially in the glycemic index episode. Be sure to check that out. Glycemic index in the three oatmeals. Normalizing those blood sugar levels is important to longevity. But the article that I was reading, and this is found, I'll put the link in the show notes, but it's DrAxe.com/thermogenic. He is basically a warning against a lot of supplements that, you know, I mean, weight loss is a big business. And so everybody's trying to get into it. And the supplements are not regulated. So unless there's harm to a lot of people, basically, you can sell just about anything you want if it's considered a food and not a drug. A drug has to be proven safe before it can be used legally. Supplements, it's kind of the other way around. They can be used legally until they're proven to be not safe. So anyway, he's warning against a lot of these that you see. Maddie. You know, with the, you know, picture of a nice, you know, fitness model. And it's talking about, you know, whatever, 4-day weight loss or something. Lose 100 pounds in 10 minutes or something like that. Seems pretty obvious. But not necessarily. I mean, so some you might want to look out for are bitter orange peel and hoodia. I've got a lot of information on that at the Dr. Axe website, so check that out for all the details on why those are bad. All right, why are they bad? I mean, what in general, you know, thermogenics, what can some of these bad thermogenics do to you? Well, acute liver failure is one. Caffeine overdose, which doesn't necessarily sound that bad. I mean, we've all had too much caffeine, right? And you get kind of jittery, and that's basically some of the symptoms of caffeine overdose. But you can also have insomnia and vomiting even. I've never experienced that, thankfully, but body can only handle so much. So some of these fat burners have a lot of caffeine in them. Chest pain, and this is the one that bitter orange peel, chest pain, and one of the things listed was death. Death as a symptom is, I mean, if death is a symptom, you don't want whatever causes it. That's definitely sure such a bitter orange peel. The Mayo Clinic says this can help with weight loss, but it's not worth the risk. And then some of these can also cause increased heart rate and high blood pressure. So definitely go to the show notes and check out that Dr. Axe website, and be sure that, you know, if you choose to take any of these products, that you're doing them safely. Now, full disclosure, I am currently taking fat burners, and I haven't particularly checked the ingredients either. So obviously I've got something to do when I get home today, and that is check the ingredients and make sure that I'm being safe. I don't think I've had any of those symptoms, although I need to make sure that I'm not taking something that would increase my blood pressure. I'm already on blood pressure medication. More about supplements. There's an episode on supplements that talks about some of the other supplements and the ones that I take, and those are also available on the shop page at runningafever.com. I only put stuff on there that I actually use, and of course, if I decide that the fat burners are too dangerous, then I will definitely take them off of that page as well. So you can count on that. Thank you for listening. Until next time, keep the fever. And I will talk to you next time.
This is the Padua Podcast Network. PaduaPodcastNetwork.com.